God is a great God. He never fails us. He's always there. Sister Johnson could have stood here, and if she could have thought about it, and all night, and told you of mighty, mighty wonderful things that God has done for us across the years. God healed our daughter of a hemorrhage when she was hemorrhaging at the nose, the mouth, and the eyes. God miraculously healed her. We don't know where the blood was coming from. After God healed her, we took her to the doctor, and they x-rayed her. They could find no place where it was coming from. But we're thankful for a God that hears and answers prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God has been a great God, and I am grateful for it. And the Lord healed Sister Johnson just a few months ago. The doctors had told her she'd have to have major surgery. We feel that God has took care of that for us. So we're thankful for it. God is so wonderful. And most of all tonight, I want to meet the Lord on the other side and hear Him say, well done. Amen. One day I'll preach my last sermon. I'll fold the book for the last time and go home to be with God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. It's been so good to be here. We thank you so much for all that you've done for us, and God bless you for it. From the book of Luke tonight, I don't want to preach a Christmas sermon, I don't think, if there is such thing. I don't know how to build a sermon. I don't know how to plan a sermon. The only thing I know how to do is if the Holy Ghost comes and helps us, and God will preach for us. Several years ago, when I was building a church in Hamburg, I was working a sawmill, and underneath that sawmill shed, where that I would go to pray after I'd get the mill going, where I was millwright, I would go underneath that sawmill shed and pray while the sawdust trickled down my shirt collar, and I was praying, I suppose, as ever young preacher prays. I'm still a young man that's been preaching a few years.
Yeah.
But I was praying, Lord, make me a good preacher. Help me, Lord, and make me a preacher that you could use. The Lord spoke to me under that sawmill shed as there I was travailing before God. And God said, just be a good servant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I accepted that from the Lord, that the Lord said, don't worry about the preaching. I'll take care of that. You see, to want to be a good preacher, I recognized after God spoke to me, was only my pride trying to slip into the work of the Lord, that I would not leave the pulpit those nights when you wish you had a button where you could just push it and disappear. And I recognized that. And as God spoke to me from that day to this, I've always just tried to find the mind of God, the scripture that God wants me to read, and trust Him to take care of the rest. Praise God. God, help us tonight, and Lord, direct us in the Word of the Lord. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the Word of the Lord, Luke chapter 2, verse 10 through verse 12. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I've never preached over 2 hours and a half, nor under 10 minutes.
The switch is right back here, brother, just when you leave.
Praise the Lord. So that gives you a lot to look forward for. I got enough water for 3 hours. Amen. I got another glass back there, and Brother Rutledge, don't bother it. You leave it there. I know where it's at. If this runs out, that's a spare. You don't start on a journey without a spare. If you do, you're liable to get in trouble. So I got a spare glass back there. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and verse through verse 12. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Our God, we thank you tonight for the greatness of the love of God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the privilege of being with your people tonight. Dear Lord, we ask you now to hide us behind the cross. Sweep us aside, O God, as we endeavor to speak to your people, which is such a great and wonderful people, O God. We know that we are nothing. We're just a pile of mud. We're depending on you, O Lord. O God, do help us tonight. Dear Lord, let the powers of God walk in the avenues of our life. Guide us and direct us, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ.
We'll love you and thank you for victory just now in Jesus' name. Let's everybody love him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to base my thinking tonight around verse 10 and verse 12. If I would name a subject tonight, would be what you need is a Savior.
Oh God.
What you need is a Savior. If you would stop and think tonight of all the many things that man thinks they need, and you could talk to man around the world, and man could give you many things and which he feels that he needs. But after he accomplished all of that, in the matter of moments, he's gone and left them, and they belong to somebody else. It's not more of the things of this life that we need. What you and I need tonight is another touch of Calvary. Thank God, a real Savior, a power of God Almighty to live inside of us and help us to never lose sight of the riches of Almighty God. You see, you could give me everything else, and I'll leave it. It'll be gone, and somebody else will get the good thereof. But if I can find a Savior and can walk with him when 10 million worlds is come and gone, I'll still have him. I'll still be walking with him. I'll still be loving him. I'll still be praising him. Hallelujah. Whatever you think you might need tonight, whatever your mind may be, whatever lonely trail of the devil may be taking you down, oh, my friend, let me invite you by Calvary tonight and find a Savior that will wash you from the bondage of sin and give you a joy inside of you that this world has not to offer. Hallelujah. I pray tonight that there's a peace of God that passeth all understanding that will live inside of us. Thank God when we find a real Savior. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about a church membership. I'm not talking about a pew to sit on. I'm not talking about a place to demonstrate. I'm talking about a Savior that will save us from the bondage of sin, from the misery and sorrow, from the cares of this world, and give us the hope and the power of Almighty God. Let's love him tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We're living in an hour when man is so argumentative about the Scripture until they lose sight of the Savior.
Amen.
People so argue about the fragile things and try to find a grandma's religion to try to live at home and fail to recognize the fact they need a Savior. Then it's not grandma's church me and you need. It's not grandma's religion we have need of. We don't need to hang to somebody else's coattail. We need to find the path of God, that God that meets the Calvary, and give us a real Savior, a real glory, and a real power inside of us to say no to the devil and no to the world and walk on in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 See, there's something about really finding him. You'll take a good look at Mary. Magdalene waited at the tomb. She is the only one that never left. All the others went on their way. All the others turned when they found the tomb empty. They walked away, but not Mary. Mary stayed there. Somebody said, Mary, why don't you leave? And why don't you go? Mary, Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. Mary would have said, oh no, I can't afford to leave. I've got to have a Savior. There's devils out there. There's darkness out there. There's sorrow out there. There's misery out there. I got to stay here till I find my Savior. I can't afford to leave him. Hallelujah. Don't you forget it, friend. There's a devil out there. There's a world out there. It's cold and devilish and sinful. But there's a Savior at Calvary that'll give us victory and help us to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was not a drop of water the rich man needed in hell. You know and I know that if you're tortured in flames of fire,
just to merely to dip your finger in a cup of water and drop a drop on your tongue, going to be useless. And the matter before it reaches there, the drop of water is gone.
Oh,
it's vanished. It was not a drop of water that he needed. But you see, if he could have found a Savior, he would not have been in the flames. He would not have been involved in the powers of hell. He would not have been begging for help if he could have only found a Savior. Oh, my friend, you might want ease. You might want some things in this life. Oh, but you'll never know what real joy is until you find a Savior that comes to feel what the inside of you can help you to walk with God. Hallelujah. 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 See, if that rich man would have found the Savior, if he'd have somehow recognized that Lazarus was not put at his gate by accident, he was not just there by chance. Nobody will ever be able to look God in the face of judgment day and say, God, if you'd have gave me a chance, I'd have served you. The Bible says, the grace of God to bring us salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worry us, which have been soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Thank God, the church is laid in our core. You can't go to hell without passing the church. You can't go to heaven without going through the church. But thank God for the church that kills the sister. We can find the Savior in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Let's praise God. Let's praise God. You will notice when Jacob prayed that night, angel run down, up and down the ladder. Jacob said, this is none other than the house of God, the gate to heaven. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things of the world. He that loves the world has not the love of the Father. For all that in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which is of the world, and not of the Father. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want you to notice, the Bible talks of the church as one gate, not no S there whatsoever. Build my church. He said, this is none other than the house of God.
That's right.
The gate of heaven. No gates
right.
to heaven.
Right.
But one gate.
One gate.
Jesus said, I am the door.
Right.
I am the way. I am the life. Jesus said, I set before you an open door, not doors. But don't forget it, friend. Why it's easier for you to walk in the world is the devil has more doors to take you into the ways of the world than one door. He's got the lust of the flesh. He's got the lust of the eye. He's got the pride of life, which is of the world. It's of the devil. It'll take you to the gate that will take you to hell. You need a Savior. You need a deliverer. You need a master to take you through the gate to a glory world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nothing else. You can blame it on what you want to. You can say the church is not spiritual. You can say there's hypocrites in the church. You can say everything you want to. But when nothing will take you through the gates of hell but the lust of the flesh. And the look in the book of Genesis, that's exactly what the devil used on Eve. If you'll take a good look in the fourth chapter of the book of Matthew, that's exactly what the devil used on Jesus. But Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Hallelujah. Oh, friend, it's not a place to demonstrate lust. It's not a place to find pride. It's a Savior we need. Thank God. God to redeem us from the pitfalls of sin into the joys of God. Hallelujah. And help us to walk with Him. Say praise the Lord. If that rich man would have recognized it, Lazarus was God's church of the day. There he lay, right at his feet. All that the rich man could see was the sores and the dogs. That's all he could see. He had no time to take up with him whatsoever, because he saw nothing that looked glamorous. He saw nothing that looked attractive. And so he passed her by day by day. I've heard people say, oh, got to give up that now. Got to give up that. Somehow, if that rich man would have stopped and recognized, I'd rather lay with the beggar than to live in the purple room. I'd rather lay with the beggar than to live in the splendor of the world. The story could have been so different. The story would have never sounded the same. But you see, the rich man in hell asked for two things and was denied both of them. Friend, if you don't find what you want now, there's not any place between the church and the judgment power. All you've got left is a lake of fire to be there forever and forever. But thank God for a Savior that came to redeem you out of the pits of hell into the kingdom of God and help you to be faithful to the cause of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That rich man's number one request was a drop of water to cool his tongue. Send Lazarus and let him cool my tongue. This world is so used to calling on the church when it gets sick. It's so used whenever the doctor says, Grandma can't live, call that Pentecostal preacher. Let him come preach. Let him come preach. Now when something happens that looks like everything's going to crumble, would somebody request prayer for me at the church? You see, you can be so used to using the church only when you need it. But don't forget it, friend. In hell, will not be available. Hallelujah. When you want to take a fire, if you're on the other side, don't use it falling, falling in. I won't be there to anoint you with water. I won't be there to give you some water. To pray for you. I'll be gone to a glory world to live with Jesus forever. How about the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Here, this man had been so used to calling. Father Abraham, send Lazarus. They can dip his finger in some water and cool my tongue. Not so. Not so. Because there's a gulf between me and you. And they that go there can't come here. And they that come here can't go there. Said, do you remember? Don't you never forget it, friend. The only thing you're going to take to hell with you is your memory. But you're going to take it. When you say, if you toss the charred walls of hell, you'll hear this choir singing tonight. You'll hear that trio as it sung, stepping on the clouds. You'll hear that preacher as he warned you about the pits of hell. Remember, in your lifetime, you had plenty and Lazarus had nothing. I don't want to be part of that church. It takes everything away from me. Oh, but hear the rest of the story. Hallelujah. But now, thank God, Lazarus is comforted and you are tormented. Hallelujah. Give me my comfort on the other side. Hallelujah. But I can meet my Jesus and hear him say, well done. Hallelujah. 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 If you can't sing in here, never forget it, friend. 1 minute in hell, you won't ever remember your family in this altar.
Oh, God. Right. Oh, God.
1 minute in hell, you won't ever remember of you know of every city you've ever been in to be in a Pentecostal altar seeking the face of God. Remember your lifetime. You had plenty. Lazarus had nothing. But now he's comforted. He's got plenty, and you're tormented.
If you can't send him to me, would you please send him to my brothers and let him warn them lest they too come to this awful place. Oh, friend, but the reply again was made. Again his request was denied. He said they got Moses and the prophets. If they won't hear them, neither would they hear one, though he arose from the dead. Don't forget it, friend. There's folks talking about going to be saved in a millennial. Don't you forget it, friend. If you won't give up your sins, you won't give up your head. If you won't turn away from the world, you'll not do it then. You've got to find your place to find a Savior and be saved now. And see Jesus on the other side. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Never forget it, friend.
Amen.
You can't deny little Johnny some things now and live for God. You ain't going to deny him of him then when you can get it just by getting a stamp. You better remember that you got the church and the saints and the preacher now. But in 1 minute after breath is gone, you've got nothing but torment forever and forever and forever. It's not more things. It's not somebody to preach to grandma you need tonight. It's not somebody to give you a drink of water you need tonight. It's not somebody to give you a bed of ease that you need tonight. Oh, but friend, let me beg you, if in the name of Jesus, with everything that's within me, let me beg you to find a Savior. Hallelujah. A real power of God Almighty. Hallelujah. And I know and I'm aware of the fact, sometimes when you're preaching, folks look at you and say, oh, but preacher, you don't know what sin is. I beg your pardon, friend. I know what it is. God delivered me from an alcoholic. I've been dealt through the doors. I've been shot with the pistols. I've been beat with pistols. I've been cut with knives. I've been in gang fights. I know what I'm talking about. But there's no answer to sin. But there's a peace of God, hallelujah, that passeth all understanding. That will give you power if you'll find a Savior. No joy out there. There's no peace to be found. The only thing you'll ever find is misery to misery. Sorrow to sorrow. But there's a Savior tonight that's waiting to save you. Hallelujah. If you'll take a good look, that rich man that said that God so miraculously blessed, and he said, my barns is too little. I'm going to tear them down and build some bigger ones. It wasn't bigger barns he needed. Oh no, friend. God did not call him a fool for wanting to take care of what God had gave him. Oh no. But God called him a fool because he thought his soul could be happy on material things. God Almighty said, thy fool this night. When the man said, I'll say to my soul,
yes.
Soul, take thine
ease.
You've got much laid up for getting laid up. Hallelujah. God sent thy food this night. Your soul is required of you. And we shall all these things be.
Amen.
I've heard Mr. Rich Farmer, it's not a bigger barn you need. Lord. Let somebody else build them. Let somebody else take care of them.
Right.
Let somebody else worry about that, Mr. Rich Farmer. It's not a barn you need. But what you need, Mr. Rich Farmer, is a Savior. Because tonight your soul is required of you. Don't you ever forget it, friend. You might be here feeling healthy tonight. But tonight your soul can be required of you. Tonight God can sense enough and snuff you out. It's not a bigger barn. It's not more riches. It's a Savior that you need. Hallelujah. Somehow, if you'll recognize the fact, you can have all the barns, but you need them to somebody else. But he that saves his soul is wise. Hallelujah. Find wisdom in God and find a place to Calvary. Hallelujah. God Almighty, out of his great love, put more emphasis on one soul than everything else that he made.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you will think, Jesus said, if you gain the whole world, not just a plantic, not just a city, not just a home, but gain the whole world and lose your soul, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What Jesus was actually saying, you traded the most valuable thing that ever existed for the less valuable. And when you traded the valuable for that that was less valuable, nobody would trade back with you. You see, the devil will trade you the world for your soul, but he's got nothing to offer you back because he took it all. It was valuable and worth being when he traded out of you the soul that God planted in you. You need a Savior tonight. It's not a world you need, but you need a Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Therefore, Jesus said, if you gain it all, if you get everything, I've heard folks say, Brother Rutledge, I'd like to be an angel. I'd rather be a redeemed child of God tonight than be an angel. Yes, I have. If you will take a good look at the Word of God, God made no provision for fallen angels. The Bible said angels are ministering spirits that sent from God. The Bible said angels encampeth about them that fear Him. Angels is the redeemed church, His servants. Hallelujah. Don't you ever forget it. God Almighty sends ministering spirits to this service tonight to heal those that are sick and to save those that are lost and to encourage those that are discouraged and to pick up those that need help. Hallelujah. More than not to redeem cattle, but He came to redeem a man that had fallen from the faithless God and put us back in fellowship and love and greatness of God Almighty. Hallelujah! What you need is a Savior. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to notice verse 12. And I'll not stay there that long. My water's about gone. Amen. But the angel that appeared and said, fear not, I'll bring you good tidings of great joy. Said, you're going to find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. Said, this is how you're going to know that you found Him. The way you're going to know that you found the right Jesus is He's wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. There has been a lot of folks that's named their baby Jesus. Across the years, there's been a lot of Jesuses in the world, but there's been one Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So that angel did not want those shepherds to become confused and find just any kind of baby and say, is this Jesus? Yes, this is Him. And bow down and worship Him. So there's a distinction how that you'll know that you found the right one. How that you'll know that you've come to the right place. And the way you're going to know it is He's wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Somebody said, how do I know when I find the right church? How will I know when I get in with the right group? Friend, I'll tell you how you'll know. When you find the right Jesus, you'll hate sin. You'll hate the devil. You'll hate the world. You'll hate the flesh. You'll turn your back against it and walk in the greatness of the love of God Almighty. You'll have a joy you never knew before. When you find the right Jesus, hallelujah, He'll put joy in the side of you. Thank God that you never knew about. Hallelujah. 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 You see, the way I know I found the right Jesus, I talked in tongues. Thank God, the way the old prophet Isaiah said I would. I found that the old prophet Joel said I would find. Not only did I find that, thank God, but I found that path to walk like my Lord. The Bible said, abhor that which is evil and cling to that which is good. Hallelujah. If you found a religion and it didn't change you, you left that field dressed the same, looked the same, went the same, talked the same, acted the same. You never found my Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when you find him, he'll bring you out of the world. He'll give you a peace. You don't need the world. You don't need the things of the world. All you want is a closer walk with him. And you don't inherit him because you found the right Jesus. You found the Savior, a deliverer that brought you up and give you joy on the inside. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for a Savior. There's no question more than that. When you find this Jesus, you'll find Alpha and Omega. You'll find the beginning and the end. You'll find the first and the last. And when you find him, you'll be baptized in his name. And when you're baptized in his name, you can come out of water talking in heavenly language as the Spirit of God gives utterance. How do I know I found the right Jesus? I found him on the terms of the book, and I didn't bow at the wrong manger. I found the right Calvary. I wonder why we stand tonight. I wonder if you would make a look and find you a Savior. Friend, it's not the world you need. It's a Savior that you need. God's talking to somebody's heart tonight. I don't know one of you. I know nothing about you. I don't suppose I ever saw you before in my life. But God is talking to you. You're not happy, you know you're not. You're miserable and you know you are. You have not got God, you know you don't have it. Come on. Come on.
Johnson turned deathless sick at his stomach right now. He's preached hard and a wonderful message. I think we ought to pray for him. Will you? Touch Brother Johnson. Touch him, Lord. Oh God, you see the need of this man right now. Touch him, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord. All right, we're going to sing this again. Someone else that needs to be in the altar, come on tonight. We're glad to see Brother Norton's family here. Amen. Someone else come. Somebody else come and sit down. Anybody else come? Anybody else? Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Did you hear this man of God preaching tonight? Did you hear this message? How many of you How many of you feel like, I'm talking to you that are maybe somewhat backslidden or all the way backslidden, or you haven't ever been born again. How many of you feel like, I need to do something about my soul tonight? Would you raise your hand? Come on, be honest. Be honest. God bless your saints of God to feel that way. I need to do something about my soul tonight. Oh, glory. Sing it again. Somebody else seek God tonight. Come on. He's coming.